Well, he's got a phone on you tonight. Pull out your phones. Everybody there? How many's got internet access? Okay, get on our website, New Life Church, or newliferochester.com. If you didn't make it, let me know. If you're on the site, let me know. newliferochester.com. Made it? Everybody there? I'll wait for you. newliferochester.com. Did it work? You there, Lisa? Yeah? See our little logo there? It says, welcome to New Life, I believe. How did we get there? You accessed the name, didn't you? New Life? Did anybody not get on? Just can't, you're not on our internet probably. Welcome to the ammo dump tonight. I'm going to give you some ammo. And it's something that whenever Danny was talking about the tsunami, something that we have had all along but have failed to use. When a tsunami comes, how many know the properties of a tsunami is? The storm comes in and pulls all the water back off the shore for some miles sometimes. Mile out into the... When the tsunami happened down there, wherever it happened, that first big one, where was that? Now? Panama or something? Or Philippines? Japan. Thailand. Thailand. Yeah. And the water went all the way out and people walked out on the ocean floor looking at fish flopping around, thinking this is an amazing thing. And it exposed everything that the ocean otherwise covered. And unfortunately, a lot of people lost their lives because then the water came back in, a 30-foot wall of water going, as they said, 150 miles an hour. And we know wherever it hit, it wiped them out. Nobody survived. But using and employing what we have as Christians, we have not done up until now. God is renewing and restoring our authority even as we speak.
Hallelujah.
And that authority has been given to each one. It doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter what part of life we come from. It doesn't matter what kind of employment we have. It doesn't matter if we're ugly. It doesn't matter if we're good looking, whether we got glasses or we don't. What matters is that when we get saved, God gives us the content of our lives in a name. That name is Jesus. It's been misused. It's been abused. It's been doubted. It's been aligned. It's been mocked. It's made fun of. But when we name the name of Jesus, every door opens. You're not here tonight. Somebody's not here tonight. The name of Jesus takes care of everything.
Yes.
And we've not realized that. It's been covered up in a lot of religious things, a lot of doubts, because it didn't work for a while. People came up with theories and teachings. Well, maybe it's not God's will. Maybe God will have to wait for a while. Maybe God's not ready. I can't find any of that in the Bible, but I can find plenty of it down through history. And people that the name didn't work because of one reason or another. And so they had to come up with an excuse. We need to lift our faith, brothers and sisters. The job lying before us is an impossibility without the name. Without the name, it's an impossibility. All the energy we can work up, all the religious meetings we can have, all the sweat, all the dancing, all the raising of hands, all of that is... That's not going to get the job done. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. There's power, we sang, in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Why do we have chains then? Power to heal every sickness, but we struggle with sickness. Come on, somebody. Power over addictions, but we have addictions. 1983, I'm going down a three It's actually a 6-lane highway right outside of Dallas, Texas, and I'm in my little 350 Nova. It's got 5-speed Hurst shifter. Got Camaro seats in it. I'm tooling down the road, and I've got two guys with me. And one guy's in the front, and the other guy's in the back, and we got praise music on. I think it was the Imperials back in that day. And we're singing and going along, and I'm tooling down, I forget the route there, through 35 through Dallas, going about 75 miles an hour. It's about 10 o'clock at night. And I came up over a hill, and right in front of me, so as I would smack the back of it, was a cab. It was a taxi cab stalled right in the middle of the road. Didn't have time to react. I just all I remember doing is yelling, "Jesus!" And as sure as I'm sitting here, I wish the two guys were here. All of a sudden, we were on the other side of the cab going 75 miles an hour down the road. Wow. Yeah. Praise God. There was no jerking. If I'd have jerked, I'd have ran into a guardrail, and Lord knows what would have happened. Shall Jesus, just that quick, when I opened my eyes, I was on the other side of the cab going down there. Man, you talk about three guys praising the Lord. You talk about three guys shouting and jumping. Man, when we got back to CF&I, our Bible college, there was nobody could tell us that Jesus wasn't a powerful name.
Right.
Nobody could say, "Oh, you were just lucky. Oh, you were just in imagination. You must have jerked the wheel real quick." And there's power in the name of Jesus. I'll never forget that life lesson. That was a life lesson for me. Number one, I didn't go 75 miles an hour down the road too often after that. And then my wife encouraged me to sell the Nova, so. Because I was catching, it would catch rubber in every gear, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Little 354 barrel. Man, that thing would go. It was a lot of fun. The powerful name of Jesus. In every instant and every way, it's our inheritance to win over every obstacle in His name. It's the key to every door that we face. Jesus. Can't be oversimplified. And it can't be overthought. It's simply the power of attorney that God gives us. And we use that name for everything that we face. Repentance. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It works in healing. Acts 3:6. Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you." We have a prayer meeting going on up on the corner here. Let's go over there and we'll pray. That's what I've got, a prayer meeting. "What I do have, I give to you." I've got this CD I want you to listen to. "What I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Peter gave testimony later. He said, "Let it be known in Acts 4:10 to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole." It's the name of Jesus, folks. Not only does it work in repentance and healing, it works in deliverance. We got people bound up with demons and we're afraid of them. We're actually afraid. What do? Let's fast and pray. I understand that some come out with prayer and fasting, but eventually you've got to cast them out in whose name?
Jesus.
Jesus. Acts 16:18, "And this you did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour." Interesting that he said that very hour. That's for another time. Sometimes we just got to press in until it happens. This isn't magic, it's anointing. This isn't magic, it's authority. Not only in healing and deliverance, but worship. The name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Jesus said, these signs, somebody say signs, will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues. John 14:13, listen to what it says. It's such a familiar part of Scripture, we skip over it. I want you to listen very closely. And whatever you ask, Jesus said, in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I challenge you to look, ask up when you go home. Ask in the original language means demand. You're not demanding God, you're demanding the devil, you're demanding the circumstance. When we speak the name of Jesus, all of heaven stands at attention. All of heaven. There's no convincing heaven. Hey, if you don't mind, can I use that name? I'm in need. No, that name was given to us and we got saved. Amen. The name of Jesus. Turn to John 15:16. Come on. If you don't believe what I just said, watch what Jesus says to his disciples in John chapter 15. Come on, this is good stuff tonight. It's the ammo dump. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. Somebody say appointed.
Appointed.
That you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. We have to deal with that, folks. It's right there. It doesn't go away. We can't explain it away with modern excuses. Well, you know, the apostles needed that name to build the church. The apostles, you know, they walked with Christ. And so, you know, they needed that name to build a strong foundation. And we don't. Well, that name doesn't work so bad. That name's lost some of its clout in the 21st century. Now flip over to John 16:23. Holy Spirit, give us. Holy Spirit, just come. Give us great insight. And in that day, he said, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Yes. Terry and I stayed in a hotel a few years ago. And it wasn't the best hotel in the world, but they gave us one of those fancy cards. You know, that you don't use a key, you just use a key card. And I went up and the key card didn't work. And we're standing there with all tired, and we were on the road tired and got all of our luggage and it wouldn't work. So, you know, it was one of those hotels that got 13 floors. So, you know, you wait for the thing and you gotta go back down. And I had it re whatever they do to it. She gave me the card and I went back up. It didn't work again. Now, I had paid good money for the room, probably $120 for the room. Come on, somebody. And the key didn't work. So I had to go back down the second time. How many know when I went down the second time, it showed on my face? I tried really hard to be nice, and I was nice, but as you could tell, I was perturbed on my face. Do you remember this? Come back up, and it didn't work the second time. Terry said, let me get out. I let her get out. There's nothing more frustrating in the world when somebody gives you a key or a thing or a number or say, and say, if you use this number, if you use this key, you're going to get in this place, you're going to have access to it, and it doesn't work. And the church has got frustrated for so many years because we're naming the name of Jesus and things don't change. Well, to name the name of Jesus, you have to know what's behind the name of Jesus. The authority that's behind the name of Jesus. It's not just say the name of Jesus. It's knowing the authority. When you say the name of Jesus, you're speaking as if you were Jesus. That takes faith. That takes spending time with Jesus, knowing His heart, knowing what's... He said, if you ask anything in My name, I will do it. If you ask the Father, don't ask Me anymore. We don't go to Jesus and pray. We praise Jesus. We worship Jesus. When it comes time to get things done, in Jesus' name, we go to the Father. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for Rochester. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for health in my body. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for finances to come in order. Father, in Jesus, and Jesus said, whatever you ask in My, whatever you ask the Father in My name, this I will do. Strong's Concordance says the name is used for everything which the name covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, remembering, the name for one's rank, authority, interest, pleasure, command, excellence, deeds. Whatever we need, we simply need to speak it in the name of Jesus. And it will happen. How many times will it happen? How many times do you have to poke in www.newliferochester.com? Just once. It'll take you to the site. We need to believe when we pray in the name of Jesus, when we speak the name of Jesus, when we demand in the name of Jesus, things happen. Amen. We have been given the power of attorney. Power of attorney is a legal instrument authorizing one to act as the attorney or agent of the grantor. E.W. Kenyon, in his book called The Wonderful Name of Jesus, says this: the measure of His ability is the measure of the value of that name. And all that is invested in that name belongs to us. For Jesus gave us the unqualified use of His name. Wow. You talk about a gift. You talk about a gift. Turn to John chapter 16. Let me get it in my Bible here. John 16. Next couple of years, we're going to have to get back to where we know what we're doing, because Jesus is getting ready to give us the greatest harvest the world has ever seen. But we have to know who we are in Christ. John 16, 23. John 16, 23. Let's look at 22. Therefore, we now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. Verse 23, and in that day you will ask Me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in My name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. What do we do when it doesn't open? What are we doing when it doesn't happen? We keep asking. We don't get mad. We don't get angry. We don't try another way. We don't doubt. We don't have unbelief. All of that, what's the Word of God say? Come on, somebody. We're good. We're good Christians. We know what the Word of God says. Word says, if you ask in doubting, you'll receive nothing. You'll receive nothing. You can't blame anybody. You can't blame me. You can't blame them. I'm not getting fed. You're not giving me the right thing. No, you're not believing in the name of Jesus. That's where it comes down to. It comes by our faith in His name. That's the only thing that stopped Jesus when He was here in body. He went to His hometown. Not many could be healed because of unbelief. I've heard people say, God will if it's His will. It is His will. He doesn't talk out of both sides of His mouth. It's My will that you be whole, but maybe not today. It's My will that you be whole, but you're not the right person. It's My will that you be whole, but this is an odd year. It's only on the, or even year, it's only on the odd years that I heal. Or that I give, or that I make whole, or that I... As we pray in His name, it passes out of our hands into His. We need to understand that when we're praying in His name, it passes out of our hands. We're praying a problem. We say, God, Peter says, cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. So we pray in Jesus' name. We pray to the Father. We give the problem to Christ. We give the issue to Christ. We don't carry it around. We don't doubt and unbelief. We exhaust ourselves by praying, and then we leave the presence of God. We're right back into the problem. And the enemy is good at what he does. If he came screaming and yelling and cussing, and we'd rebuke him right away, but he comes in that little tender voice. It's not the right time. You've done something wrong. Better fast and pray you're a sinner. When things start happening like we've seen the last few weeks, we know that God is moving. Sitting right here, this man's been set free by several things right here. And it was the name of Jesus that did it. Big stuff. Life-changing stuff. That's the name of Jesus. Turn to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 18. Oh, the presence of God. Nothing like it. Nothing like the presence of Jesus. Matthew 28. Nothing like His presence. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, yeah. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Glory.
All power in Matthew 28, all authority and power gives us the go-ahead to go therefore. When you see therefore, what's it there for? All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples. His authority is ours. All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now I am authorizing you. We have heard people say things like the name was given to the early church to build a strong foundation. The wonderful name of Jesus is quoted by E.W. Kenyon's wonderful name of Jesus is quoted in a book called The Name of Jesus by Kenneth Hagin. Oh, that our eyes were open, that our souls would dare rise into the realm of omnipotence where the name would mean to us all that the Father has invested in it, that we would act up to our high privileges in Christ Jesus. This is practically an unexplored tableland in Christian experience. Here and there, some of us have experienced the authority vested in the name of Jesus. We have seen the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, those on the verge of death brought back instantly to health and vigor. But, so far, none of us have been able to take a permanent place in our privileges and abide where we may enjoy the fullness of this mighty power. We trip into it. Accidentally, sometimes. Sometimes it's our last effort. We try everything else and then we say in the name of Jesus and it works. But that's where we should live. Constantly. Do all the Scripture says in the name of Jesus. Do all things in the name of Jesus. He goes on to say, but we have a conviction that before the Lord Jesus returns, there will be a mighty army of believers who will learn the secret of living in the name. Of reigning in life, living the victorious, transcendent, resurrection life of the Son of God among men. That's the generation that heaven is waiting for. Waiting for a generation that realizes our power and authority in Jesus. And that walks in that power and authority. We're not going to be dissuaded by CNN or CNBC. We're not going to listen to the pundits. We're only listening to what God says. We live in a time when many Christians embrace the new birth, but they live in defeat. The devil is winning and his evil grows, people say. Oh, it's a terrible time. The Antichrist is coming. The enemy's coming. And Jesus, when the enemy was coming for him, what did he say? Satan comes and he has nothing in me. I hear people talking all the time. It's going to get bad. It's going to get terrible. Christ is going to take us out before it gets any worse. We've got to run. We've got to hide. We've got to do so. Oh, we've got to store food. We've got to do all this. It's fearful. It's a terrible time. Who do we serve? Is he the second guy on the totem pole? Is he like one of the captains? No, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. At his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now, today. Charles Spurgeon tells a story. One day he went to pray with a lady that was bedridden and malnourished, about to die. And he noticed a document hung on the wall of her rundown shanty. And he said to her, "Can I take this and bring it back?" She said, "You most certainly could. I'm very proud of that. I was a maid for a very wealthy woman. Before the woman died, she gave me that plaque." Well, on the plaque, she could not read, this woman that was dying. On the plaque, it was a document giving her a house and lots of money. But because she couldn't read, she thought it was just this plaque saying thank you. And it was hanging on her wall in a shanty that was falling down. She was near starved to death. And Spurgeon went to the authorities, who were looking for the woman who had never reported, moved her into a house, beautiful home, and lots of money, and she revived. That's like us as Christians. Many Christians live in a shanty, just barely getting by. Thank you, Jesus, that you're making. I'm eking by. Oh, for the sweet by and by. Oh, I can't wait till I'm on that beautiful shore. And Jesus said, "Man, I gave you all that you need for life and godliness. I gave you all the authority that you need for life and godliness. My intent's not that you live in a shanty, just waiting to get to heaven." Come on, somebody. I've heard people say, "Well, the Lord will do it if He wills, or maybe God's not." Man, that is that's a lie from the enemy. Is that what the name means? Hit or miss? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If it is, let's find something else to do. I mean, if this thing doesn't work like God says it does, what is it that we're doing? We've got a pretty nice room here. We could make chicken and open up chicken. We'd have a chicken restaurant. Chicken restaurant and basketball. Come get your chicken and play basketball. $5, all you can eat. We'd have people from four counties coming around, man. We got a big parking lot. We got music, sound system. We'd have live bands in here and live bands over there. Let's do it. Let's put up black lights and fog lights and... And we might as well, we'd make money. If this doesn't work, if this is all there is, what are we doing? But my friend, it's not all there is. There's so much more for us. Jesus makes a declaration. He says, "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." If you ask and he repeats it. Anytime you see the Word of God repeating something, it's yes and amen. It's God swearing on His own name. Yes. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We need to come up to the next level, folks. We need to leave doubt and unbelief behind. We need to stop talking like the world talks. We need to stop saying things that aren't true. We've languished in this place long enough. And as I said, the word ask in this passage is demand. We are not commanding God. God already knows we have the authority. In the Greek, here's what it says in the Greek: "Whatever you demand as your rights and privileges, that shall I do." Whatever you demand as your rights and privileges, the Greek says, that shall I do. Come on, somebody. That's powerful. Jesus is just giving you a key. He says, "My name, just use my name. You have problems with health, use my name. You have problems with finances, use my name. You have problems with the devil, use my name. It gets you in anywhere. Gold card. Come on, somebody. Am I talking to the right people tonight? Because we got a job to do. We're seeing this thing is opening up for us. Finally, it's opening up for us. But if we go out there half-cocked, if we go out there in our own name, if we go out there trying to make things happen without His name, we're going to be disappointed. And we'll be slapped back and somebody else will do it. Turn to Acts chapter 3. Acts 3:12. We want to believe God. We want to just speak the name of Jesus over some things tonight. We're going to make declarations in our own lives. We're getting ready to make declarations of things that we need to see come to pass. God touched me on Sunday morning. I was standing here. He says, okay, I'll take that from you. I'm going to be giving my testimony Sunday morning. I'm going to take that from you. And I've been pondering that ever since Sunday. And God said, it's because you didn't know the authority of my name. You thought you had to live with that the rest of your life. It wasn't his fault. My fault. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You say, well, you know, why didn't God have mercy? Yeah, God has mercy because he wants to use me and you to set the captives free. If we can't get free, we're not going to... How many know we can't... Somebody, how many know you can't ask somebody to be free if you're bound up? Acts 3:12, so Peter saw it. He responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Verse 16 says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. What a powerful preaching. This is a key, man. This is something. It's a gift. It's a gift. Peter's saying through this, if you think this was something, this was in his name, through faith in his name has made this man strong. Now, I don't know about you, but he's preaching that. If I had any kind of infirmity, I'm running up to Peter and say, man, pray for me in that name. In Christ is used 130 times in the New Testament. The phrase in Christ. How many know we are in Christ? We're in Christ. So if you could imagine, if there's a billion Christians on the globe, there's a billion Christs on the globe. Come on. There's a billion Christs on the globe. We say we'd like to clone ourselves. How'd you like to clone yourself a billion times? Think about that. If you could just let's bring it down to 1,000. If you could clone yourself 1,000 times and each person out of the 1,000 made $30 an hour working a good job, where would you be? Anybody add quick? What's that, $30,000 an hour? You'd make $240,000 a day. Make $1 million a week. A year you'd make $52 million. How many would like to do that? Jesus, make me 999 more of me. Jesus said, how do I do this? I put a man and woman in a garden. I said, procreate. Be fruitful and multiply. Boy, did we be fruitful and multiply. There's 8 billion people on the globe. Jesus said, how am I going to reach 8 billion people? I have to come and be born as a man. I'm going to have to live 100,000 years to reach everybody. He said, no, I got this plan before the foundations of the world. I'll die on the cross. I'll win them back, and then I'll fill each one of them so that everywhere I go, there's a billion of me now on the earth. Could you imagine if only 20% of the billion got what I'm saying tonight? It'd all be over. It'd all be over in 6 months. We'd have the world won. Come on, somebody. 20% of a billion. What is that? 200 million people that got this. What would happen if we'd have 500 people in Fulton County grab a hold of this? Just 500 people. Fulton County would be. I heard last night, Steve and I were at a place, and the sheriff was talking, and he said, Fulton County has more churches than any county in Indiana. Didn't he say that? But yet, listen to me. But yet, we have the highest heroin usage in the state. One of the highest rates of divorce in the state. But we've got more churches than anybody in the state. Something ain't working. God, did you give us the wrong key? Is it like a skeleton key or something? What is it? So I've given you the name above every name. If you speak this name, if you move in my name, if you believe in my name, if you lay hands in my name, I'll do it. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He's waiting for us to get a hold of this truth. Because systematically, the devil's been dismantling our society. Systematically taking over every place that we've run away from because it hadn't worked. And God is calling us, go back to the door and use my name. Go back to the sick and use my name. Go back to the demon possessed and use my name, knowing what that name means. When I go overseas and I use the name of Jesus, they don't cuss over there. They don't use the name of Jesus cussing. I use the name of Jesus, man, demons come out, people are healed. It's because the name of Jesus is sharp, powerful. It means something. The demons over there haven't heard it in a while. So in the name of Jesus, woo, let's get out of here. There's Jesus. We need to get that back right here. We are standing in his stead when we use his name. He has given us the same authority he had when he was here. Why? Four things. Number one, we are born into the family, and the name is our possession. The name on my license says Rick Smale. I've got Smale because I was born into the Smale family. I was born again into the family of God. My possession is the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Who's that George? Who's that boxer, George? George Foreman named all his kids George so he wouldn't forget them. Got like four boys and they're all George. We all have the name of Jesus. We are baptized. Number two, we are baptized into Christ and into his name, Scripture says. Number three, the name was given to us for power of attorney. Terry and I were talking about this morning. We've talked about it before, but in Eastern thought, if I went to represent Danny doing a legal proceeding, they would treat me as if I was Danny. They wouldn't even ask a question. You don't look like Danny. Where's your ID? I'd go in his name and use his name. I'm Danny, and I'm Danny Donaldson, and I'm coming to do this legal proceeding. They would treat me just like they treat him. Remember when the centurion sent the servant? Yeah. One of the Gospels say that he went, the other one said his servant went. It was the same thing. His servant went, but he went in the name of the centurion. Jesus spoke to the servant as if he was the centurion. We think outside, we think that Jesus is a name that we've got to grab from somewhere and use in times of need. No, it's who lives in us. When we speak, Colossians 3:20 or 3:17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Yes. So that we move and have our being in him. It's not something we use in case of emergency. It's who we are. And the fourth one is we are commissioned as ambassadors. Acts chapter 8 and verse 12 says, "But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." What did he preach? He preached the name of Jesus Christ. When Jesus sent out the disciples and said, "Go preach the kingdom of God," preach the name of Jesus Christ. Wow. Just let me wonder for a minute. Can I wonder? I won't go too far, but I'm wondering what it was like to be a 19-year-old little boy following Jesus for a year. Since you were 18, you're 19 years old, and Jesus calls you together one morning after breakfast, and he sends you with another 20-year-old. He says, "Go into the villages. Freely you've received, freely give. Go tell them the kingdom of God is near you. Go tell them the kingdom. Cast out demons. Raise the dead. Heal the sick. Cleanse the leper." Can you imagine? You're 19 years old. You go to a village. You stand at the gate of the village where the elders are standing guard. And the elders say, "What are you doing, kid?" "I'm here to announce Jesus Christ." Who's Jesus Christ? He's the one that's come. The Father has sent him. He's the promised Messiah. Prove it. Prove it. "Well, hey, I see you're limping there a little bit. In Jesus' name, be healed." The guy's healed. He looks over and he goes, "Hey, Hank, man, this guy's for real. Whatever that name of Jesus, let's call the people. Come on, you can see it happening." Yeah. Nobody had ever heard the name of Jesus before. You better have the goods. I told this story about being in India years ago. I was a kid, punk kid, and I preached in a village who had never seen white people. It was about as remote as you could get, and it was about 120 degrees, and I preached a message with the wordless book, you know, talking about salvation. And I thought I hit it pretty well, but I forgot I was talking to Indians that had no idea what I was talking about. And I asked if anybody wanted to receive Jesus, and one person came up. Went from about 120 to 150. You know, I felt it. I felt, man, I was soaked with sweat, nervous. Now what do I do? And Jesus gently said to me, "Tell them I'll heal them if they'll come." I said, "If you'll come and let us pray for you, we want to pray for you in Jesus' name, you'll be healed." One person came up, they were healed. Another person came up, they were healed. Somebody came up, one of the team members prayed for them. They were blind, they received their sight. All of a sudden, people were coming. Every person in that village got saved that day. Every person in that village got saved that day. Why? Because they saw the power in the name of Jesus. The wordless book, I threw it away that day. I didn't take it anywhere else, and I never preached in the wordless book again. I preached the name of Jesus. Paul's commission was from the Lord through Ananias, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles." It's his name. It's his name that wants to set you free. I don't care how many times you've been prayed for, get prayed for in Jesus' name. Begin to claim. Just here in a minute, I'm going to ask you to make some declarations. Whatever in your life needs adjusted, whatever in your life, prayers that need answered, you keep praying them and praying them and praying them. And you know what? Keep praying. But tonight we're going to access that wonderful name. And it may be that you need to study what that name means. That tonight was just a taste for you. You say, I've gotten so far in the tsunami went out and I'm checking out what's uncovered, but I don't know the power that rests in the name of Jesus. And so tonight I want to pray, and I want you to receive what Jesus has for you. I don't even know if we need to come forward. You just need to stand where you're at and say, "I'll make some declarations tonight." Let's stand together. I'll make some declarations tonight. I make some declarations tonight. Those things that you want in your life, that whatever you need in your life, you're accessing that by the name of Jesus, this key that opens every door. Some of you have been dealing with things, and you know what they are? They're spirits. You need deliverance. You need to get rid of it. It's not nothing scary. You just take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And it has to go. Every knee has to bow. Every tongue has to confess. So tonight, Lord, we lift up your name, Jesus. We thank you for the power and the authority of your name. God, forgive us for lacking confidence in your name, for lacking boldness in your name. God, for any doubt and unbelief, we come against it. We bind it. We take authority over it, and we demand freedom. We demand freedom in these areas right now in Jesus' name. Jesus, you said whatever we demand in your name, you will do that the Father might be glorified in the Son. So, Father, we come to you tonight and we ask you to release these things to these people, God. Come on. Come on, pull those prayers out. Begin to pray. Lay hands on that area that needs touched, or pray about that area that needs touched. Maybe you need to pray for your relationship. Grab your husband or wife, or pray for that person that to be restored. Pray for that person to come back to Jesus. Backsliders coming back to Jesus. We need to access that powerful name. Access the powerful name of Jesus. Would you put the Holy Spirit CD on, please? Access that powerful name. Come on, let's pray in the Spirit a little bit. Shut up, Uriaboto, Koshara Babataka.